67.
It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links, and check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, July 2nd, 2012, and it is a hot one.
Smoking.
In the state of Minnesota. I believe it's 96 degrees, okay? And the heat index is at 108 degrees. I just walked outside. It is so hot.
It's like a blanket getting thrown right over you.
And we have a part-time employee here. He's a young guy. Some young guy. He's from Bangkok. Get it? yeah. Right? And he goes out on a farm, and he works part-time. And he said the fans are broke down. I said, now, can you imagine the smell of that barn?
Cooking.
And it's 108 degrees index alone, and it's 96 degrees outside, and you're going inside of a hot barn filled with manure?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's stinky.
Stinky.
Straight stinky. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I only have 1,700 friends after a year of being on GCN.
Choose your friends wisely.
Yes. Well, no, it's grown exponentially, my friends.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad for you, you know. It's only 1,700. You know, I listen to everybody. I have 53 countries listening to us. Come on, get online. What's the problem,
man? Maybe they don't do Facebook over there.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, please do Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. If you're driving along on the highway and you've never called in before, we love new callers. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
All right. What's on the top of the dock there, dog?
Well, first of all, if you go to GCNlive.com, many folks are listening to
Genesis
us on GCN
Communication Network.
You go right to their website on the homepage. Bradley's latest column is on. from Hollywood, talking about the seduction of Hollywood, what things used to be like and what they are now, and it's got a great response thus far.
Yeah, but we have another one on there, too.
Yep, that's going to be on tomorrow on GCN.
Okay, sorry, jumping the gun.
That's all right, all right. Information. Mm-hmm. Also, too, folks, just a couple of the stories, and we're going to cover a lot of stuff today, so you can find most of that right on our Facebook page. We want you to like it. That's the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Join us there. We're updating stuff every single day. Things we're doing, things we're talking about, things that are encouraging right now that are happening of patriots just like you getting the job done.
Amen. And the good part about what we're talking about right now is the fact that Jake has a 3 head now instead of a 4 head. His hair is going away slowly but surely.
Man.
It's taking ground.
That's good. Well, you know what? I'm looking at a picture right now. It's a story we post on Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Media. It's right on our homepage. It's Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hey, I got to admit, I'm starting to look like Elvis here too, dude.
Florida. But this Florida governor who said, we won't comply with Obamacare. Great story. You need to check it out. This is what governors need to do all over the country. Yep. Some people have talked about seceding, states seceding. No.
Well, they've been talking about that for a long time.
Well, they tried it in the Civil War. But the point is we don't need to secede as states.
Yes.
We need the government, people that are in the government that aren't doing a good job to secede. But he's pretty bald-headed himself.
Yes, he is. He looks like a cue ball.
What would you call that? What kind of head? A cue head?
I'd call it a cue ball. He's bald-headed.
Yeah, but he's standing.
Yeah.
So guys that are
losing
their hair,
well, at least he doesn't have
bird
droppings on it like Mikhail Gorbachev does. I mean, that would be pretty embarrassing.
Good positive.
Yes. See?
Leave it on a positive.
The glass is always half filled here, friends, at Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I had to make myself listen to conservative, moderate conservative radio today. Now, I keep the word moderate in there to make the distinction between what a real conservative is and what a modern-day conservative is. Okay? I listened to a conservative outlet, a news channel, for a half hour. So when I brought you this information today, I wasn't fabricating the truth. I wasn't stretching the truth at all. This is what I heard on conservative radio today as I forced myself to listen to it for a half hour. Okay? This will make the distinction between them and the Sons of Liberty. Millionaire disappears in Florida. Who stinking cares? Man on death row tries to make a deal with cops. Who stinking cares? Listen to that. The criminal trying to make a deal with the law. Another topic here. In England, the Queen shows off her diamonds.
Oh.
So what?
National news right there.
Another topic. 17-year-old actress gets killed. If it bleeds, it leads. They love to talk about people getting killed, friends. This is another topic they were talking about on moderate conservative radio today. This is the best of the best in America, by the way. Barbecues. Who stinking cares? And I say this getting indignant about it. Folks, this kind of stuff jacks me up. They have the ear of America looking to turn the tide in this country, and they're talking about barbecues, and then the reporter asks the other reporter, so what do you barbecue? A 5-minute piece. Who stinking cares? Another topic. What's happening in Syria? I kid you negative, friends. You ever notice you listen to conservative news? They talk more about what's going on overseas than they do in their own country. Another topic. Mexican president replaces old. Close ties with a drug cartel. Just last week he was here meeting with President Barack Hussein Obama. Who stinking cares? You wouldn't have a drug problem in this country, America, if you weren't buying the drugs. Right? They wouldn't be coming over here. Right? When I come back, I'm going to kick this off a little bit, talking about the moderate media and the moderate conservatives, okay? And I'm going to play some pieces for you, and I hope you get just as mad as I do because I've had it with them. Be right back. Sons of Liberty.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nation nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, I was talking about moderate conservatives and the moderate media conservatives. And it just happens to be the biggest one in America. And I started naming off about half the topics. Let me continue here for a moment. Another one of the topics was the Mexican president replaces old. Tied to drug cartel was just in America meeting with President Barack Hussein last week at the White House. I said to you, we wouldn't have a drug problem in America if Americans weren't buying drugs, would we? Another topic, check this one out, friends. Immigration problem in China. Again, I am not kidding you. Listen to this conservative radio station for 1.5 hour. Fox. I was appalled, especially now in these times. An immigration problem in China. You know who the problem is, folks? Americans. The Americans are going to China and grabbing jobs from the Chinese people. They didn't tell you about the immigration problem that you have and that this president just gave way to 800,000 illegals to take away jobs from the American people. No, they reversed it. They said that there's an immigration problem in China and the American people are the problem. This was on the moderated version of a conservative today. Another topic. I can go on and on and on. And folks, throughout the duration of that half hour, not one time did I hear anything about the Supreme Court. At no time did I hear anything about Obamacare. At no time, listen carefully, did I hear anything about Eric Holder being held in contempt for Fast and Furious. What are the two hot topics right now in your country? Why is conservative radio omitting from the American people that which needs to be brought to the front right now? It needs to stay in the front until justice is done. Isn't that interesting? And another side note to the Fast and Furious scandal in Washington, D.C. today, the Secret Service had to come in and shut down protest in D.C. because there was a strange package there.
These are students, too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm curious who put that package there to have to stop all of this protest. A little interesting, isn't it, folks? That's the best that you have in this country. You better thank God that you have GCN. You better thank God that you have the WNDs. You better thank God that there's outlets out there that are willing to give you the information that you need rather than what they want to give you or omit the information that you need and you should have. Folks, again, this is conservative radio that is omitting the two hottest topics in our country right now. And by the way, don't they always complain about this administration? Isn't it these people that are always complaining? Well, just keep in mind, if justice was brought forth and there was resolve brought, then they wouldn't have a job. Or at least they wouldn't be as busy as they are today.
Yeah.
Because once we bring the hammer down, judgment down upon corruption in our country, especially in government, it's going to send a strong signal throughout the country that if you're in government and you're committing crime, you better be careful because the people have had it. Why wouldn't they want to send that signal? Isn't that interesting? Folks, let me take it another step, talking about moderate conservatives. Just this week, after Obamacare was ruled upon by the Supreme Court of the land, all of a sudden I hear a horse galloping in the background there.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Silver?
I think so. Guess who comes in? Come on. Just take a guess, Jake. Just right.
Watch him every night.
Oh, my goodness. Right. By the way, this is the same network on television. Okay. Guess what? Obamacare ruled upon by the Supreme Court of the land.
Wicked.
Guess who comes riding right in 15 minutes after their declaration?
Somebody rescue us. Somebody rescue us.
None other than...
We need a word.
None other than, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the guy that wasn't too popular before the Supreme...
I agree with the dissent.
Before the Supreme Court actually ruled on Obamacare. None other than yours truly, Mr. Mitt Romney, to the rescue!
We love Willard!
I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, and I agree with the dissent. What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected president of the United States.
Whoa! Really? Thanks, Matt! Oh, man!
We need more music.
Whoa! I'm that stupid. I'm not, like, paying attention to what's going on in our country. I'm not, like, paying attention to the fact that the people aren't for Mitt Romney because they've already looked behind Mitt Romney, and guess what they found out? That he's the author of Obamacare, the architect, the designer of the blueprint for Obamacare.
So he's not really the Lone Ranger.
Did the American people fall for this?
It's behind that mask.
I said right on cue. I said to my wife, are the people in this country this stupid? Let me take it a step further. All of a sudden, I turn on my friends, the conservatives, expecting that they're going to blow this thing out of the water because now is the time to strike lawfully the head off of this illegal, unconstitutional monster. So I listened to a little O'Reilly. Just for a couple moments, and as I turned it on, I thought, well, you know, Laura Ingraham's on there. She's an attorney. She's got to know the distinction and make the distinction and has the right understanding of yes and no and that which is legal and that which is illegal or unlawful. But then I thought to myself, wait a second, over the last, what, 4 decades, it's these same people that have been capitulating to the left to get us where we're at anyways. Yes, I started thinking to myself. And this is what I heard on the Fox Network.
And with us here, Julie Roginski. She's a Democratic strategist and a Fox News contributor. Okay, well, this story is going to be with us, it looks like, through the campaign, no doubt about it. And Julie, obviously a huge decision yesterday, but Mitt Romney has raised, I think now it's, it seems like it's going up every minute, but probably $4.6 million since the decision came down.
Well, good for Mitt Romney. It's a moment in time that he's raising this money. Look, Rick Santorum was absolutely right during the Republican primaries. Mitt Romney's not the guy to be carrying this message, but essentially...
What did I... Did I hear her?
She's one of those dirty left wingers.
She's a dirty left winger, a lawless liberal, and she is telling the conservative.
How dare she?
Oh, wait a second. But the American people are now focusing their attention on the $4.6 million because, of course, Laura Ingraham, one of the many voices of the American people, they represent the people, right? Not. She's focused on how much money Mitt's made. Good for Mitt.
Still going.
But I thought you were talking about Obamacare, Laura. And here you have a lawless liberal telling you that Mitt Romney's not the man to carry your message. Right on, sissy. Do I hear those horses coming again? Oh, that's Bonanza. Sorry. Not the Lone Ranger. There we go.
The man.
Yes!
Right in the way.
Man, she is knocking it out of the park. Folks, she is knocking it out of the park for the American people.
I want to hear her response.
Do you? Okay.
What does she say to this liberal?
Play on, sissy.
Tell her. He's not the guy to be carrying this message. What essentially Justice Roberts said and the court said is that if you're going to call this a tax, it is exactly the same thing that Romney did in Massachusetts. And it was based on Romney Care in Massachusetts. It's exactly what Obama's going to keep saying when Romney attacks him on it. If this were Santorum or Gingrich or anybody else, maybe the Republicans would have a point. But Romney's not the right messenger for this.
Well, he's obviously generating a lot of interest and support. And it looks like from reading the blogs and the Tea Party.
Did he have that interest in the support before Obamacare was ruled upon, friends? No, it wasn't. And no, he didn't.
Quick, protect Romney. Quick!
Wasn't it Roosevelt that said there's nothing that happens in politics unless it's first planned? Folks, this could not be orchestrated anymore. Folks, this, if you're stupid and you got your head in the sand, fall for it. Eat it all up, friends. But I am telling you what, this is so easy for me to see that this was orchestrated from A to Z. All of a sudden, all the other delegates in the presidentials, you know, that were running for the office, the White House, you know, they just kind of pulled out, and here comes old Mitty. And then we get the great, what was that guy, that great traitor back at West Point?
Benedict Arnold?
Yeah. No, it's Rick Santorum. Oh, yeah, oh, same
Rick
difference. Santorum. That's exactly right.
Benny, Rick.
He betrays the people, and then all of a sudden, Mitt has a free-for-all, because it's only Mitt.
Mitt and Squanto.
And guess
Laura
who the
Ingram.
Moderate conservatives are propping up, friends? None other than Mitt Romney. Well, he's our only choice.
He raised $4.6 million.
He's got to be. Well, everybody in this country is saying he's our only option. Friends, is he? I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about this. And then I'm going to bring you to Chris Wallace. You're going to really like this guy. He's great. All right. The conservatives, hey, if nobody can do it, they...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely? no one knowing where you can be located. The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Most people didn't hear that before the break. I said, hi, old Laura.
Get to hear it now.
Most people would think, hi, old Silver.
The protector of Willard Romney.
Exactly. Now, the Lone Ranger, he's supposed to protect us all.
Yes.
These guys are supposed to be to be the voice of the people. Mm-hmm. These commentators and these news anchors.
And his trusted friend Squanto.
But you know what? They're lawyers. There's a reason Jesus damned them lawyers.
Yes, he did. Very specifically damned the lawyers.
Because they were the ones to play the snake and manipulate the pith and the marrow out of the law. Just like what you're seeing today. Let's go to the next one. It's not just Laura Ingraham. No. And by the way, praise God for what they're saying. But I'll tell you what, this is a situation, folks, especially in these times where the American people are really tuning in as to what's going on in their country because they're determined to remove tyranny from their government.
Yeah.
And the way that you do that is you keep the hot topics in front of the face of the people. You don't begin to pull back and start talking about topics that nobody cares about. But of course, man, that's what the moderate conservatives do. Man, we can't really mean what we say. We can only bring it so far.
Scream and holler.
We know that Eric Holder's responsible for putting guns into the hands of drug smugglers who killed one of our federal border agent patrols, Mr. Brian Terry. But forget about Brian. We can't go this far because Obama's administration said that this is a political agenda.
Yeah, it's too political.
No. You committed crimes against we the people, and one man, two men are dead because of you, sir, because you put those guns in their hands. That's what the issue is. But that's not what they want to talk about. And the conservative, and let me say it this way, the moderate conservative should know better than this. But keep in mind, folks, these moderate conservatives that are in front of us right now are the very reason that we are where we're at right now. Let me go to the next one. This is Chris Wallace. talking with none other than Mitch McConnell. He kind of irritates me just listening to him.
Who does Mitch?
No, he doesn't sound like that. He's
Chris different. Wallace?
Kind of that snuff sound. But here's another conservative for you, friends. Listen carefully to the ignorance involved on the behalf of the news anchor, Mr. Chris Wallace. Go ahead, play that.
Let's move on. If voters elect a Republican president and a Republican Senate, your top priority will be, you say, to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I want to drill down into that with you. One of the keys to Obamacare is that it will extend insurance access to 30 million people who are now uninsured. In your replacement, how would you provide universal coverage?
Well, stop. Let me stop. What did you just say, Chris? Did you hear what this guy just said, Jake?
I heard him.
If you're in other words, what Chris is saying in his ignorance is we have to have Obamacare in one name or another. So what are you going to rename it?
We're going to have the conservative socialist plan here is what Mr. Wallace wants. He obviously didn't read the Constitution that says in Article 1, Section 8, that Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises for these reasons: to pay debts, to insure 30 million uninsured Americans. Wait, no. That's not in there.
I got a result for them, people. How about they go out and get a job and get their own insurance?
Well, I didn't. The government has to take care of them. See, we're the conservative socialists. So, we're not the liberal socialists. We still have to take care of them, though. See?
I got you.
Yeah.
And that's how it's being played out in front of the American people on the moderate conservative television program.
Notice the words. We're going to repeal and replace.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Who wins? They do, and who loses? You do.
America.
Yes. We can't look like
the
bad guy.
Right now?
We can't look like the bad guy, say the conservative socialist.
We're not in the air like
no,
this.
No, we're going to still support him. It's just not going to be under that administration.
Gonna, it's going to be our own socialist plan. See, if we have our own socialist plan already ready.
Okay.
And we want to push that ball forward. That's what this is all about, pushing the ball forward on the American people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring you to the real Mr.
Chris Wallace?
No, the conservative socialist guy.
Oh.
That Donnelly guy.
Oh,
go ahead. Mitch McConnell. Yeah,
in your replacement, how would you provide universal coverage?
What's your socialist plan?
Well, first let me say the single best thing we could do for the American healthcare system is to get rid of Obamacare. Get rid of the $500 billion in Medicare cuts. Get rid of the $500 billion in taxes. In other words, the single biggest step we could take in the direction of improving American health care is to get rid of this monstrosity. But if I may, sir, you talk about repeal and replace. How would you provide universal coverage?
It's not their job to do it, friends. Do you not understand?
Yeah.
They're stepping on the laws of the land. They're stepping on your Constitution, friends. And the moderate conservatives are pushing you right along into it.
Oh, gosh.
Because most people haven't thought through.
That's right. This is so liberating. This is what Congress can collect taxes for, to pay debts, to provide for the common defense, for the general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. We're not even in the same ball game here, folks.
No.
It's a different sport. It's not even there. But most people, well, guess they can do it.
What you do, dude, is you have the ignorant moderate conservatives. I'm making the distinction between conservatives and moderate conservatives. Because conservatives, the real ones, are the salt of the world.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Doing, and they're rooted in the principles of who we are through the Mosaic Institution. They're standing up for who we are, okay? These guys aren't friends.
Yeah, they're the salt that belongs in the dunghill, as Christ said.
Well, no, actually, what Christ did say in that particular situation, he said in Matthew 5:13, he said, "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor," which the moderate conservatives have, friends,
exactly.
How many times do we need to see this reoccur in front of our faces before we finally put our foot on their backsides and say, "You're out of here too," okay? Jesus goes on, "Where will shall it be salted?" He said, "It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." What do you see the modern conservatives doing? Capitulating, subjecting themselves to tyranny with a smile on their face because of their ignorance, friends. Chris Wallace, son of Mike Wallace, capitulator. lawless individual. There's no difference between the left and the right concerning conservative moderates anymore, friends. Zero, zilch, nada. Not one. I don't care about your opinion. I don't want your opinion. I've said before, as long as we're rooted in the same principles, we're good. But you're nowhere close to our principles, moderate conservatives. They don't even read the Constitution. Furthermore, they have no respect for the men and women that died in the hundreds of thousands to ratify the Constitution that they are helping trample underfoot the left that they complain about on a daily basis. They both win. America, you lose. It's not goodbye to the left. It's goodbye to the moderate right and the left. Because we wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all of the time. I hope everybody understands that. Because I do. I totally do.
It can't be that simple, Bradley Dean. It just can't be that simple.
It is. It is that simple, is it not? Jake McMillan, the other guy?
I completely concur.
I'm starting to feel like Batman and Robin. Yes, totally. Come on, back to the point.
I completely understand now. Here's a good example. If the borders are secured, no illegal aliens can come in. If we secure the Constitution, none of these radical leftists can come in. The problem is not even the radical leftists. The problem is those who are supposed to be guarding the borders, let them come in. The only way they take ground. And again, we just heard
because
out of
the
mouth. Because
of the moderate conservatives.
We're going to repeal and then replace. And you know what they're going to say? Thanks, bud. You brought us forward again. Woohoo!
What have we seen? What has become of all their talk?
The American people losing.
Friends, what has become of all their talk over the last four decades? I'm asking you the question. What is it?
America's losing. America's people losing.
Yeah, but we got someone up there really standing up for us that doesn't know the Constitution. He doesn't know what we're standing up for.
Well, but Mitt Romney raised $4.6 million.
Maybe he'll give some of that to us.
Oh, maybe.
Especially if we stand behind him.
Maybe he'll just give us health care, though. I mean, because isn't it all about what we get from the government?
See, the bottom line is that somebody's got to pay for
it. That's right. Somebody loses when it comes to this type of a ball game. They shake the dice. They make the bets. And guess what? America pays for it. Until leaders step up to the plate and say, nope, stop, here. I'm not compromising with evil, because when good does, good becomes evil.
Yes. That, why do you think they're demonizing the Tea Party across the country, the media?
Compromise with evil.
That's exactly right. And so what do? They vilify them. They demonize them. They call them names. They accuse them of everything that they're guilty of. Let me say it this way to bring a little understanding before this break. The Constitution is the Constitution. The law is the law. Truth is truth. And truth is not changed by their opinions, friends. Truth changes our opinions to fit our truths.
That's right.
It's okay, friends, to have different opinions as long as we are rooted in the same principles. And it's our principles that the modern day conservative are surrendering through debating our Constitution away with their opinions.
That's right.
You see how this works? How many times have you seen the moderate conservatives during one of their debates with the left, as they call them, interject the law or the Constitution? And I'll tell you why they don't. They don't because if they interjected the law or the Constitution, there would be no debate.
That's right.
See how that works?
And they couldn't make up the rules.
No, they couldn't.
There's an absolute there.
Yes, there is.
I love it. You
I
said
think
it.
You're the best,
truth
Jake.
Truth changes us. We can't change truth. Truth changes us. This is no different. The Constitution changes our laws if they be unlawful and dictates what our laws can and cannot be.
But the deception is modern conservatives don't really take an opposite view
That's
from
right.
liberals, only a slightly slower path in the same direction.
Repeal, replace.
Yep, and same destination as the liberals. And at the end of the day, they come to the same conclusions. America, I hate to say it, we got to get busy because if you don't, you lose. 1-877-807-9977. We're the best. Dude,
I hold silver.
We're just the best.
Squanto.
1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before markup, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Individual mandate.
How do you negate that, friends? The only thing they want to do is put it under a different name as he's sitting there saying, we need to repeal it, we need to repeal it. Look behind the curtain. They're just two different men. They have the same unlawful principles, and they have the same unlawful records. They both are two peas in a pod in every sense of the word. And I don't know why people don't understand this. He's going to get to the debates in November. You know what he's going to say? Obama's going to say to Romney, you authored the bill. Dang, all over. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
But you see, my bill brought us to socialism much slower than your bill did, Mr. Obama.
Wait a second, though. Here's the good news. Here's the good news from the moderate conservatives today, friends. They're going to repeal it.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you stop it before you came to this? Is not prevention better than cure? Yes, it is. And I guarantee you this, friends, if you fall for this, the cure is going to be a change of name. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Somebody's got to pay for it. It's welfare, friends, on a socialist level. What is it, the job of 270 million people in this country to take care of 30 million people that don't want to work? That's what they're saying. And they're putting a gun to your head saying that you're going to pay for it. You know what was also deceptive about this whole measure is the fact that the IRS has been involved to enforce that they get the money, right? Or Obamacare. Well, isn't it interesting? Doesn't anybody think it's kind of ironic that Mr. Roberts come forth and calls it a tax? They knew it was a tax the whole time. Now they want to take reconciliatory measures to reconcile away Obamacare. I really, dude, I'm looking at, you know, I'm starting to really feel like Batman from the 60s when I was a little kid. I was a little kid in the 60s, but I was a bigger kid in the 70s. And I used to watch Batman, and I'm starting to find myself, because I'm being facetious about it. It's so twisted, folks. I don't know what people need to be told. And you know what's sad about it? Millions of people listening to modern conservatives today are giving up their sovereignty.
Yes.
With a smile on their
handing
face.
Handing it over.
Totally.
It's not even being taken from them. They're handing it over. And this goes right back to our conservative topic here. Our conservative friends are handing it over.
Moderate conservatives. Got to make the distinction, Jake.
Moderate conservatives.
Yeah. Just like when I deal with certain agendas, you got to call the radicals for who they are, because I deal with the radicals, mm-hmm. right, rather than individuals who might not be as radical, because that radical portion always represents the majority they want you to believe, but when in fact it's not the majority that they're representing, only a small portion.
And it's about an agenda.
Yes.
And those same radicals we're discussing right now can't do anything. As scary as they are, they get on the big masks and they scare everybody and yell and scream. And
I know how we can really scare these moderate conservatives. Just read the Constitution and say, what's there to argue about? And then hop over to Arlington Cemetery and say, those are the guys that sealed the deal.
That's right.
So why are we debating away what they died for?
Bring it there.
That's it.
End of
story. It stops.
No debate.
Veterans, you should know this, yeah? And I'm sure you do.
Yep.
But my goodness, people, this is how ridiculous it is. This is how far left they're going. And every time you see a shift, you see the moderate conservatives going right along with them, because they're being bought and paid for by the same exact people, folks. Yep. Slow deception, incrementalism, right? A slow siege, a slow takeover. And what are they usurping day in and day out?
Yep.
The Constitution of the United States. We have a gift, friends, and we better do something with it. We got Dave calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake. Some call us the Lone Ranger, Lone Ranger 1 and Lone Ranger 2. Yeah. Well, no, we don't want to do that. How about you be Lone Ranger 1? I'll give you the headship today, and I'll be Lone Ranger 2. Is that cool?
Whatever you say.
Two heads are better than one, right? Squanto.
I love Squanto. He was awesome. Wasn't that the guy's name?
Who's Squanto?
He was the Indian that was always with Lone Ranger. He always called him Kimo Sabe.
Yeah. Squanto was his name?
Thought so.
Dude, I wasn't around in the 50s, sorry.
Yeah.
And I wasn't around until the late 60s, sorry.
That's right. Late 60s.
Okay, now are you going to tell everybody that you're not 30 anymore, but that truly you are 158 years old?
See, you know,
Son of Methuselah.
Methuselah's middle name was McMillan, too. I don't know.
By the way, we got a guy on the radio right now.
Oh, sorry.
Dave, go ahead. Hurry it up, man.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, another name for what they're doing is called propaganda. A lot of people don't know, but propaganda was started in America. We're the ones that started it. Hitler was the one that used it for the wrong reasons, you know. And a lot of people don't see it that way, but we're doing the same thing.
Yeah. By the way, Dave, can I interject something really quick? What happens? Tonto, Jake.
Tonto, I know. I just heard
Tontos.
Oh, I just heard it.
See, folks, that's why I am here.
So the disconnect.
I knew something was wrong. Hang on a second, Dave. You're just a caller.
Yeah, come on, Dave.
No, in process of that, and I'm playing with you, Dave, of course.
Tonto.
Listen to this. Yeah. Here we got Jake, the other guy. Now you understand, friends, why he is the show host.
Co-host.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I was going to get to that, but you didn't let me finish.
I was going to get to Tonto, actually. I have it pulled up right here.
It's Tonto. And by the way, I don't think Tonto, I think it means stupid. Am I right?
Tonto is awesome. That's
we have some people in the ministry that speak a native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go ahead and translate that for us?
Ashima ha waba haya halala halawa.
Yes. And there we go. Have it right there. I think it means stupid, doesn't it? Tell me I'm lying. Yes, it either means stupid or dumb. No, and I want to talk, folks, by the way, that was a racist overtone with that show. This is a fact. I'm not kidding you. See, that's why you listen to us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a resource of information. Dave, really, just hang with us, okay? Because this is important. Because right now, we're exposing Jake, the other guy, and this is fun. Yes, it does. I told you.
Jeez.
Tonto, my friends, means fool or idiot. So when the Lone Ranger was calling him Tonto, he was calling him fool or idiot. And see, I told you. I was right again in this particular situation.
That's bad.
Yes, it was.
I really like Tonto.
Okay, fool or idiot, that means stupid idiot or dummy,
right? Lone Ranger was racist.
No, I'm not kidding when I'm saying this. There was a racist overtone to that. Yeah. I knew that. Right?
Bad news.
Yes, it is. For Tonto.
Yeah.
But in your world, it was Squanto.
Yeah.
So did your mom, like, give you a different definition for Squanto?
Squanto was good, too. He was at the beginning of our country. But Tonto, I liked him just as well.
All right.
I didn't know the Lone Ranger was a racist.
That wrecked my world. I'm done. Seriously. Hey, Dave, I'm going to have to hang
back
up
to
on
Batman
you.
Batman and Robin. No,
okay, let's get to Dave. Squanto, what is that like the, I don't know, the squatty native? I don't know.
Squanto was awesome.
Squanto, I'm asking.
Quick.
And I got my producer looking at me, and she's nodding her head. This is exactly right.
That's right. Survive the first.
Okay,
Ranger.
Say it so everybody can hear you. This is important.
Squanto helped
Not
us.
You. Oh. You've already blew it. Go ahead, Heather.
Squanto is the one that helped the founders. He was an Indian that helped our founders learn how to plant their crops and everything so they could survive.
Oh, amen.
The Pilgrims.
So
yep.
This is a good thing. But then why was the Lone Ranger calling that poor native an idiot or a fool? I'm telling you, look into that. I'm totally telling you the truth. Look into that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, I am.
I'm
I am. Okay, Dave, go ahead. Hey, by the way, Dave, back to you, my friend. You there still? Okay.
Yep.
You're not mad at me, are you?
No, I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
Just see, this is what patriots do. They hang through it through thick and thin, and Dave stuck it out with us. We better make a point really quick. Did you know, guys? Heather, look at me really quick. Did you know that Hitler was the man of the year according to Time Life magazine in 1938? Isn't that crazy? And Stalin had his people, Roosevelt had people in America calling Stalin in the 30s, friends, listen carefully, Uncle Joe. So if you think stupidity is like overboard today in our country, it was really overboard back in the day. But just think how much we've evolved into a greater stupidity than we've ever been into.
Now we've got
now we're talking about professors evolving.
That's right.
Evolution. Yeah. That's proper evolution. We get stupider the more we walk away from the things of God, and that's not a joke.
Humor.
Go ahead, Dave. It's last minute's yours.
Yeah, I was just
make
say
it quick.
Yeah, thank you guys for the show. It's been awesome, you know. Thank you guys.
Was that your point? The propaganda?
Well, yeah, just the propaganda part, because, look, people don't know that kind of stuff anymore. We don't know our history. We're doomed to repeat it.
That's right.
Same thing you guys tell us all the time, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
So.
It's a good thing we have us, right?
That's right.
No, is that how that works?
2 to 3 p.m. every day.
No, folks, I got to say on a serious note, I'm not that stupid. I'm having a little fun here.
All we're doing is bringing information that's there and accessible for everybody else.
I think what we need to do is talk about this a little bit tomorrow. And then kick it off, and let's get deeper into thought. That was the premise for the week.
Yep.
And then we'll continue this on. We'll march on. I don't want the Lone Ranger up there anymore if he's going to sit there and make fun of Tonto. Hey, Jake. Squanto. To you. Right? We don't want that. Okay?
Squanto.
I apprehend. Oh, we got 4 seconds. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're not my friend, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean. I'm the guy talking to kids on that picture, so you'll know that it's me, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you again in 23 hours. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.